This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Dairy producers can improve their returns on fresh cow protocols. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
While advancements in managing clinical milk fever have reduced cases, its invisible counterpart, subclinical hypocalcemia, remains a significant challenge for fresh cows. Dr. Kurt Vlietstra, a professional services veterinarian with Boehringer Ingelheim, said freshening is especially critical for disease prevention in dairy cows.
The stress associated with calving put the cows at a significant risk of developing both metabolic and infectious diseases after they have a calf, and that makes it a critical time to set them up for a successful lactation period. You know, anything that we can do to have a positive intervention. Freshening is a high-risk time for hypocalcemia, which just means low blood calcium. The impacts of low blood calcium are significant, but the symptoms are sometimes not as visible. So managing this subclinical, more hidden hypocalcemia starts with prevention practices and is a critical piece of protecting cow health through lactation and getting the cow off to the best start that we can.
Vlietstra said fresh cow management and prevention of subclinical hypocalcemia begins before cows start calving.
Working with a veterinarian, nutritionist to develop a protocol and a ration that best suits your farm is important. You know, nutrition plays a vital role in this area, preparing cows for calving. The common management strategy in this area is to look at a DCAD or dietary cation anion difference is what that stands for. And what that does is their pH is lowered just enough to help them do a better job of managing their own calcium once they calve and they're in a deficit. So the nutrition side of things, cow comfort during the dry period is also essential. There's heat abatement, ventilation, stocking density, and cleanliness.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.